Now, you ought to know with Dave Serio on Fredericks News Radio, 930 WFMD.
And entertaining car advice that you need. And your phone calls on our nationwide toll-free line, 866-96-TALK-CARS. Now, Dave Serio.
Thank you, Frank, and good morning to you. Live programming the 16th of February, and you are listening to WFMD AM 930. Great to be with you on Free Talk, and all you have to do to get a hold of me is give us a call on our toll-free number, 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's 866-968-2552. That's a number that's good all over the country. So whether you're listening in Frederick or Hagerstown or Pennsylvania or West Virginia or D.C., you can pick us up and call us directly with your questions. Automobile Show. If you've got a question about automobile repair, buying and selling information, anything to do with the automobile business, I'll be more than happy to try to tackle that question for you. 866-96-TALK-CARS, toll free from anywhere in the country. You Ought to Know is brought to you by BG Products and Services, and also Jasper Engines and Transmissions nationally, Wassler Tire and Auto, and Dynamic Automotive locally. Your phone call got you on the line. I'm Dave Serio. Who is on the line, sir?
Guess.
Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop. Michael, good morning.
How are you? Is everything okay down there? You didn't fall in a sinkhole or anything?
No, I am fine. The sinkholes are nowhere near me, thank heavens. It turns out the station that we were on before lost its internet, I believe, and all of a sudden, that's all she wrote. So, you know, we rely on little things like that, you know?
Well, I just hope that listener was talking to you isn't still asking for you.
Actually, I heard the whole conversation. I don't know what you heard on the radio, but I had the complete conversation with him, and then I think when I played the song, I went out. I'm not really sure, but hopefully everybody was okay.
I heard him ask you your question, and then that was pretty much it. And then he kept saying hello, and that was it.
Oh, that's so such embarrassing.
It was interesting.
That's so embarrassing, but it does happen. And fortunately, I don't believe it was on this end, but it don't matter whose end it's on. We always try to keep both things working, that's for sure.
Yeah, so, no, we're okay.
Yeah, well, you know, what happened is this guy that I know really well went to Panera Bread today. So the Earth axis has been just slightly tilted to the left, and things are a little off kilter, as we like to say.
Oh, so I will take the blame for it.
No, I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying that this could be a solution. This could be a reason. I mean, you know, there's certain things in life that kind of like fall into place, okay? You being at the Iron Rooster on Saturday morning is one of those things. And I'm shocked. I mean, I'm not a Panera Bread guy, okay? I go to Panera Bread. They give me my food. I look at it. And it's similar to the Wendy's commercial, where's the beef? I want to know where the rest of my food is. It's not a helping that I usually like, you know?
I don't partake of their food. However, our friend Jay has, he gets like bonus points or something, however that works.
Right.
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay.
So we go there every now and then when he's buying the coffee.
Well, if there's bonus points to give me an extra helping, then I'm all for that. Okay, I got the soup and sandwich one time, the half a sandwich and the soup. They handed it to me. I looked at him. I said, "You are joking, aren't you? I mean, when I say the soup was in a cup. I'm talking about like one of those little cups you use for you know special coffees at you know rich people's houses.
Yes.
You know, I don't know.
But
the food was good though. The food was very good.
That's what I understand. The food is very good.
Yes,
it's not me.
Right.
But like I said, Jay gets free food every now and then if we buy coffee there, so that's why we go there.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, you know, I just want to let you know what you did to my radio show today. So I'm hoping you feel a little guilty, you know?
I do.
Okay.
I feel a lot guilty.
All right. Well, we have about 2 minutes before we need to, or about a minute and a half before we take a break. So why don't you tell us about what you're going to talk about, and then we'll talk about what you're going to talk about on the other side.
Okay, we're going to talk about coatings, the last step in protection for your car that we've worked up to this point. We talked about sealants and waxes last week and the benefits and no benefits of those. So we'll talk about coatings, and we'll talk about the coatings in a little more in depth and what they are and maybe they're right for you, maybe they're not.
Yeah, and a lot of people, well, first of all, they've been right for me. Have them on seven of my cars, and I'm not trying to brag. I'm a car guy. I love cars. Yeah. And that's, you know, it's fantastic. I took my car out last night for a car show, and just as easy as can be, within 20 minutes, I had the whole outside of the car prepped, ready to go, and no waxing, no fussing necessary.
Yeah, my car has been sitting out, I am not exaggerating, has been outside for a month straight.
Right.
Because, you know, we're fortunately busy, so my car sits outside. And I have not washed that car for a month, and I had a gentleman ask me today when the last time I washed it. Now, it's dirty, don't get me wrong, but it doesn't look like I haven't washed it for a month, and that's the benefit of coating.
Yep, it is amazing. Well, do me a favor, hold on just one moment. We're going to put you on hold, okay? And when we come back, we're going to do our tip of the week, which will tell us a little bit about coatings, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Free Talk 930 WFMD. I'm Dave Serio. This is You Ought to Know.
It gets pretty dark about 5 or 6 feet down, though.
Yeah.
That road is a safety hazard.
Well, they don't call it Route 911 for nothing.
So are you going to apologize to that driver for cutting him off?
Okay, first of all, he was passing on a hill, okay, and maybe if he'd kept both hands on the wheel instead of taking one off to give me the bird.
Well, you know what I think?
It doesn't matter what you think, Harold. You'd know that if you were married.
Hey, did you guys see the accident?
No, we didn't, and we don't have any free meat.
Well, what's this?
Free meat.
El Toro.
El Toro, yeah.
Well, looks kind of funny. What kind of meat is this?
I believe it's ground chuck.
We don't know that.
Hey, it was chucked on the ground.
You know what? You better hide this stuff because we're going to have a whole lot of visitors. That truck is right across the highway, and the cops say until the crane gets here, they're going to have to redirect traffic right past the lodge.
Wait a second. We're going to have hundreds of cars going by the lodge, and we got thousands of burgers.
Yeah, what are you thinking?
Well, I may be crazy, but I'm thinking fast food drive-thru.
Yes! Oh, you are crazy!
The one and only Red Green Show, and Ed Red and everybody in the cast. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning. Good morning to you, and welcome to You Ought to Know, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Let's bring Mr. Mike Lambert back up on the stage. Mike, good morning once again.
Good morning, Dave.
All right, so we're ready to talk today about the ceramic coatings. Now, this is something that's come around in the last 10 years or so, right?
Yeah, they were originated in Asia about 10 years ago. Asia and that part of the world don't really have air quality standards like we have here. And what was happening was all the industrial fallout, the acid rain, what they used to call it, was landing on new cars and was destroying the finish of all the cars. No matter how much you polish it, how much you wax it, this stuff was just eating through the paint. So some really smart guys came up with these coatings that would resist that. So that coating would take the damage and not the paint of the car.
Correct.
So basically what coatings are, and they're called glass coatings, they're called ceramic coatings, they're called nano coatings. It's all the same stuff, okay? And it is the next level up from waxes and sealants as far as protecting the paint on the car. And they have increased durability anywhere from the consumer coatings 1 year to what we do here at the Modesta up to 10 years. And what they do is they stay on the paint. They don't evaporate. They don't wear off. They don't wash off like waxes and sealants. So you get the increased durability. They are harder than the paint on your car. So they resist the scratching and they resist the stains. Now, they're not the end-all, be-all care for your car, meaning that you still have to maintain your car just like you waxed it or just like you put a sealant on it. You still have to carefully wash.
I know you got to be careful wash, but I want to make sure people understand you don't have to care for your car as much as you would if you had a wax.
Yeah, the amount of maintenance is cut down.
Absolutely.
However, you still have to maintain your car.
Correct. But the amount of maintenance is so much less and so much worth it, in my opinion. But go ahead. I digress.
Okay. So anyway, you still have to carefully wash your car. I mean, they will scratch. If you let a bird dropping sit on your car for a month, it's still going to etch into the coating and probably through the coating and into the paint. So you still have to maintain your car. The the basic, like you just said, the benefits of it are the decrease in the amount of maintenance you have to do because they have no oils or polymers or silicones in them, which is basically what the dirt sticks to when you wax your car. If you have a black car, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You can wax it and it can be perfect. You put it outside and 30 seconds later, it's covered in dust.
Right.
So that's the main benefit of that. We recommend, like I said, proper washing. If you need to use a car wash, we recommend the touchless washes or a very well-maintained car wash, such as our friends at Urbana, because, like I said, they will still scratch. And if you have to run your car through a car wash constantly, it is still going to get scratched up. The big benefit to coatings, too, is if they get scratched, we can polish the coating, and we're not taking any more paint off the car.
Gotcha.
So that's another benefit.
Yep.
Now, what you need to be aware of is that the car has to be polished to almost perfection before you can put a coating on because it magnifies the finish of the car, meaning if you have a scratch that can't be taken out, it will look bigger when you're done coating the car.
Now, I will say this.
There are some cars that I won't coat.
Right. Now, I said this last show. I want to let you know that that Mike, right here, of course, the one that does all the work at the Shine Shop, he does what I consider to be more than I would do on my own car. The time you spend and the effort you put towards the cars that I sent to you, I look at what you do and say, I wouldn't do that. And it's my own car. So you do an incredible job.
Well, we appreciate that. We try to send out the best product we can. I want the car with my name. And my name's on the car when it leaves here. So I want people to be able to say, you know, Mike did that car. I don't want them to say, look at what Mike did.
Right. So, exactly.
Okay. So the thing about it is you have to polish the car out, like I said, because it magnifies the finish, so it magnifies any problems you leave. There are people that will coat your car just for the cost of the coating and won't polish the car out. Dealerships are now touting their products as coatings, which they are not. And I always tell people, why does it take me 2 days to coat your car and why does it take them 15 minutes? That's just a simple question.
Right.
So anyway, and you want to be aware of coatings that have written warranties. We used to have a couple of coating brands here that did have written warranties, but if you read the paper, it would say, unless you come back to your installer every 3 months, every 6 months, or at least once a year, there's no warranty. If you go through an automatic car wash, there's no warranty. If you don't do this, you don't do that, there's no warranty. So basically, the warranties really mean nothing. So you want to be aware of that. And there's a couple of coating companies now that tout that they put nine layers of coating on your car, and you got to come back once a year and have the maintenance polish done and the maintenance coating done. So I always ask people, why does it take nine layers of their coating to do what one layer of most professional coatings do? So right. You want to be aware of that. And if you find somebody who wants to install a coating for you, ask to see some of their work, either on their website or ask if they can give you references. And we'll do that with no problem at all here, but a lot of companies won't do that. So just, you know, do your research and pick out the best one you can.
Right, and coatings make my life a whole lot easier.
Yes, I don't need to wax my cars anymore,
and it took me 20 minutes to prepare my car yesterday for the car show,
yep.
And then I got there, and again, because of the dust that you pick up just on a 20-minute ride, I just wiped it back down again, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, it makes life so much easier. It works. It's really good. I mean, it's designed and works really well on cars to stay outside a lot because then the coating is taking the abuse. Whereas the wax in the seal is probably gone.
Right.
So that's it's a big benefit is the durability. Not to mention that these coatings most of the coatings just really made your car look good.
If you have more questions for Mike, give him a call at 410-833-1632. That's 410-833-1632. And the website is theshineshopautodetailing.com. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it, buddy.
My pleasure, Dave. I look forward to it every week.
All right. You have yourself a great day, and we look forward to talking to you next Saturday.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Let's go from Mike Lambert to Mr. Jim is on the line. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Dave.
Good, sir. Thanks for waiting.
I hope my signal's okay here.
Yep.
I'm calling with a follow-up from last week's call. I called in about the exhaust smell on the Equinox.
Yes, sir.
I did have the car over to the Dynamic Auto folks, and they did find a cracked manifold, so I'll have that repaired here in a couple weeks or so.
Good.
But my question's follow-up to that, I've had in the last year or so, I've had a reduction in gas mileage, and
okay.
I'm wondering, is there going to be an appreciable difference once I get that manifold, that exhaust manifold replaced?
Yeah, I think so, and also, you probably, are you talking about gas mileage during this winter that it came down?
No, it's primarily from the over the last year.
Okay.
And it's just been kind of a gradual thing.
Well, all effects, an exhaust manifold leaking can definitely affect the air-fuel mixture. So, yes, I would say there's a good chance that when you get that taken care of by Dynamic, that that is going to bring you back to what you normally have as far as gas mileage.
Okay, that's good.
Yep.
And another question while I have you here. It has to do with a wheel speed sensor.
Okay.
I'm getting an indication that the left front sensor is bad, and I know there's primarily two pieces that I'm thinking of. It's one's the sensor, and then the other one's the hub.
Yes, that is correct.
What's the chance of the sensor fixing that, or is there more hub problems?
Well, the only hub problem that could be is if there's dirt build up on the sensor and or the hub itself. So you have to check to make sure that's all clean, that there's no debris there. But if there's no debris electrically, that usually means it is the sensor itself. So the sensor should take care of the problem, and it is something we see on a regular basis.
Okay. Well, that was it, Dave. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, Jim. Thanks for the call, and thanks for dealing with Dynamic. I think they'll take good care of you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. That was Jim answering a question from last week when he had a situation with the sensor and also, of course, the exhaust leak. Glad they found the problem at Dynamic Automotive for him, and they'll get that squared away. Want to remind you that we're here every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. If you'd like to go to my website, davesirio.com, D-A-V-E-S as in Sam, E-R-I-O, DaveSirio.com. We have a newsroom that is updated daily with information around the country and locally here in the Maryland area. So we'd love to have you join us. Recalls are also on there, keeping you up to date with what's going on with the recall industry as far as all different brands and models. So make your way to the website, DaveSirio.com, and you can use that as your homepage, if you like, for the newsroom so that you can see exactly what's going on every single day in the industry and keep up to date with the recalls. Back in just a few moments with your phone calls and more, I'm Dave Sirio. The show's called You Ought to Know. It's every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., live right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD in the Frederick area. Back in just a few moments.
Three-year-old running around a flea market in his underpants drinking Coca-Cola out of a baby bottle, and I'll show you a future NASCAR fan.
I believe that sometimes you gotta wreck the truck to get the insurance money to make the truck payment.
I believe if you let somebody cut in front of you in traffic and they don't give you the little wave, it should be perfectly legal to get up underneath them, get them loose, and put them into the wall.
Ah, the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, that's for sure. I'm Dave Sirio. It's Saturday morning, and that means You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD in Frederick. Good to be with you today. Taking care of your calls at 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's 866-968-2552. That's toll-free from anywhere in the country. Feel free to give me a call if you've got a question about auto repair. Maybe your car didn't start well this morning. Maybe it's making a noise you're not familiar with. Or maybe it's just the heat's not working. You got to have it. So give me a call, 866-96-TALK-CARS. You Ought to Know is brought to you by BG Products and Services. Quality products and services used by trained technicians to improve the longevity of your vehicle. For example, transmission fluid exchanges, coolant exchanges, power steering fluid exchanges, and more. And BG is so confident that they will extend the life of your vehicle, they'll guarantee your engine and transmission for as long as you own your vehicle just by having BG services performed as recommended. Let's go to BG for all the information and 1-800-327-8883. I'm Dave Sirio. Who do we have on the line, sir?
Hi, it's Craig Shipp.
Hey, Craig. Craig Shipp from Frederick.com. Great to have you with us, buddy. How are you today?
I'm doing great. It's not a bad day here in Frederick County.
and I've got some events for you.
Great. It's finally warmed up a little bit for you guys.
Well, it was super warm yesterday. It was like 60-something degrees. I was walking around downtown Frederick. It was absolutely gorgeous. So, yeah, we're getting those hints that the weather's going to be breaking, so it's going to be event season, and I'm going to rattle off a few events now.
Sure.
But I just want to point out to folks that are having the big events as the season comes into play, get those on your events calendars on your Facebook page and let me know so that then I can share it to the Frederick County page and we can let even more folks know about it.
Absolutely, because you get the hits that nobody gets. And, you know, that's what people need. They need traction.
We get some traffic, and it helps everybody to be able to let folks know about these great events. So I'm going to go through a few of them here.
Okay.
On the 17th, that's tomorrow, our friends down at the Little Gym are having something called It's a Valentine-y Celebration, and that's tomorrow, the 17th. We've got on the 21st, we've got at the Red Horse Steakhouse, they're having at 6:30 p.m. something where they're talking about the state of education. So it's going to be some kind of a meeting talking about education. So that might be interesting for folks that are into that. That's at the Red Horse. So contact them to know more about it. And the event, again, is listed here on Facebook.com/Frederick County. You can go there and click on it and see all the details. On March 1st, we've got a Mardi Gras event with the Reagan Years. They're a great, like, local band. They travel around regionally, but they do a lot of performing here in Frederick County. And that's at the American Legion in Frederick. And that starts at 7 p.m. That's a Friday, March 1st. Let's see here. We got Frederick Restaurant Week coming up. We've got, this is an interesting event, April 27.
Mm-hmm.
So put it on your calendar. That's Saturday at 10 a.m., April 27. We got 2019 Coloring the Street, an expo. That's where they get the chalk and they do like art and all that.
Sure.
So that's going to be kind of a cool event.
And they're smart. They get that on the site way ahead of time. You know, people think, well, what are you talking about April? It's only February. But this is how the season works. You have to get the stuff out there because that's not the only thing
people
going on
plans.
On April 27th. Right.
You know, people make plans.
Absolutely.
And people are looking for things to do and figuring things out. May 2nd, we've got Thirsty Thursday at Hauser Estate Winery. That's in Biglerville, Pennsylvania. Ellie Cook, the reason that's on here is Ellie Cook is going to be performing there.
Okay.
And she is phenomenal. She performed in the Street Festival a couple of years ago, and I've got her in my video there. And I've got a video that we shot with her and her brother performing on my YouTube channel. She is just fantastic. So that's May 2nd.
Okay.
And then, of course, Carrie Underwood is going to be at Capital One Arena on October 4th. So you're talking about getting things on in advance. You're going to need to get tickets to that because that'll sell out.
Well, that's my birthday. So she's coming all the way to Frederick
she's
to celebrate my birthday.
For your birthday. That's correct.
I have a dream about that, but we won't go there. We won't go there.
It says that right here. Yeah, Dave's birthday. So,
gotcha.
So that's what I have so far.
Well, thank you.
And here's the thing. There's a bunch of events that are coming up. Like the In the Street Festival, for example, like Baker Park, July 4th, that aren't on here, right? So the people that are putting those events on, put them on your calendar and then send me an email to news@frederick.com. And with a couple of mouse clicks, I can just share it right onto this calendar.
Very good. Well, Craig, good to have you. Thank you so much. You can email Craig at craig@frederick.com, or as he just mentioned, the other email address too. And Craig, we appreciate everything you do here for the Frederick area.
Well, thank you, Dave. You always put on a great show every Saturday morning.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good call from Craig. Let's go to the phones. Who do we have on the line, sir?
This is Tom from Moncton.
Hey, Tom. Good morning, sir. I'm Dave Serio. It was you may have tried to call me on my show in Maryland, and we had some technical difficulties, so I apologize. Good to have you on the air, sir.
Great. I have a 97 F10 pickup.
Okay.
But the rear brakes have not worked well, so I pulled the drum up, and I have the axle seals are leaking, so
yes.
The brakes have grease and all on them. So I'm replacing the brakes, and I'm trying to find somebody to turn the brake drums, and everybody's telling me just replace them.
Yes, sir. That is the best way.
I, does anybody turn drums anymore?
They do. There are some. What area are you in?
Moncton or Sparks area.
Okay. You may want to talk with the guys at Babcock's in Cockeysville.
Okay.
Or I know that Kunkel Auto Parts in Forest Hill, not right down the street from me, but they do turn drums. But what you're going to do is this. You got to take the drums. You got to take them off. You got to carry them somewhere. You've got to pay to have them resurfaced. So by the time you do all that, you're almost at the price of new drums. Almost.
Okay.
So keep that in mind. But there are some companies still that resurface.
Okay. I just have heard that some of the newer drums aren't perfectly, I guess, round, and sometimes they need to be turned anyway.
Yeah, it depends on how they're shipped. If they're shipped properly and stored properly, they're usually okay. But if they have not been stored properly, you can run into a problem. There's no doubt about it. So I understand your thought process, but there are a couple companies around Kunkel, which is they still resurface drums, and I believe there's a Napa store possibly in Hereford that may still resurface drums.
Yeah, well, there's a Napa store in Hunt Valley. I could ask them. So.
Okay, very good.
Great, thank you.
And sorry we got interrupted by a default of the internet down at the station for you. Sorry we got messed up on that. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Taking a break. Back in just a few moments. You're listening to You Ought to Know right on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
No, don't tell me what you mean. I know what your mother said. Your mother said drop you off in front of the, I don't know what you guys are trying to pull, but you're getting off in front of the school. Dad, please don't do that. Please don't. Dad, don't. Now, you're going to tell me what the problem is. So finally, the old one said, the reason why we want to walk is because our friends make fun of us. About what? They say that we think we're rich. Why didn't you tell me that? Why didn't you say that? I can clear it up for you right away. Your mother and I are rich. You guys have nothing. I mean, think about it. Every time you want something, you ask us, don't you? That means you have nothing. Defend yourself. People say, well, you guys think you're rich. You say, no, we don't. That's my father's car. That's my mother's house. We have nothing. Say that to them. And I'll prove it. Just I'll prove it. The state is making us do these things. If we don't do it, we go to jail.
Of course, that's Bill Cosby on You Ought to Know, Free Talk 930 WFMD. Pleasure to be with you. Live broadcast the 16th of February, and phone lines are open at 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's 866-968-2552. That's toll-free from anywhere in the country. Well, usually we have Jose from Dynamic Automotive join us on the show, but he is in a Toastmaster contest, and he should have a real good shot at that, by the way. He's very, very good with the microphone, very, very good with the radio show, and we appreciate him joining us. But Dynamic Automotive has four locations to serve you in the Frederick area. Newmarket is their original location, and which they're building, by the way, very soon. They're starting a building of a big expansion at the Newmarket location. They're on Old National Pike in Newmarket. So, give them a call at 301-694-5460. Also, their Liberty Town location, the second location that Jose and Todd, the dynamic duo, work at. They're located right on Main Street in Liberty Town at 301-694-6250. The Urbana location, which is their first and only at this time ground up location that they built, 9-bay shop, 4-bay quick lube, 60-foot car wash, the Urbana location at 8824 Urbana Church Road in Frederick, 301-874-8833. And their newest location in Frederick at 11 Bike Court And that is, of course, a shop that does a lot of fleet work, but they also work on regular customer work at 301-662-3300. Find out more at the website dynamicautomotive.net. And keep in mind that all four locations, if you mention my name, Dave Serio, or the radio show You Ought to Know, you get 10% off your ticket, parts and labor. 10%. Dynamicautomotive.net. I'm Dave Serio. Who do we have on the line?
Ken in Mount Airy.
Hey, Ken. Good to talk to you, sir. How are you today?
Just fine, thank you.
Good. What can I do for you?
I had a question on transmission fluid and transfer fluid changes.
Sure.
I've got a 2015 Acura RDX SUV.
Okay.
And it currently is pushing 60,000 miles.
Okay.
But originally had the transmission fluid and transfer case fluid changed to 28,000.
Good.
And I had that done at the dealer, and of course the indicator had told me to go and do that.
Right.
Well, now I'm pushing 60,000, and it's asking for the tire change, tire rotation and
right,
and oil and all those things. But do you think there's a real need here in just under 30,000 miles to do the transmission and the transfer fluid again?
Well, I do mine every 30,000 miles. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm 100% right in the Bible, but there are a lot of people that also agree with that, and there's a lot of people that think it could go a little longer. The fluids definitely last a little while nowadays, but what I would recommend, if you do a BG service, like a Dynamic Automotive, what area of town do you live in?
I live in Mount Airy, and
okay.
I do plan to do a BG service.
Good.
Probably in Liberty Town.
Okay,
but I just wonder if that's not premature. I mean,
I really don't think so.
It seems like low mileage to me. Of course,
well,
it used to be you go a lot longer.
Right, I think the mileage is right. I do mine every 30,000 miles. I just bought a vehicle, a used vehicle, had 90,000 miles on it. I've waited to 95,000 miles, and now I've got the services done on the transmission. I got the services done on the coolant, and then I'm planning on going back at 125,000 miles and having it done again. So 30,000 miles is my recommendation, but you can go a little longer. But the good news is if you get the warranty work, get the BG transmission fluid exchange done before 100,000 miles, you also get the warranty. And that's a good deal.
Well, of course, changing those fluids is going to necessitate going to the dealer, which I'd like to avoid.
No, Dynamic Automotive can do all the fluids for you. No problem.
I see. Thank you for your advice. I will end up going to Dynamic at some time. I just wondered when.
Yeah, well, it's up to you. You can wait a little longer if you like, okay? But my recommendation is 30,000 miles, and Dynamic can do the fluid service for you right there, whether it be transmission, antifreeze, differential. They can do it all.
All right. All right, Dave. Thank you very much for the information.
No problem. My pleasure. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
866-96-TALK-CARS. That's the toll-free number to call, just like did. I would love to have you on the air. Feel free to give me a call. 866-96-TALK-CARS. We mentioned Dynamic Automotive. Another advertiser for our show is Wassler Tire and Auto. Wassler Tire and Auto is located at routes 26 and 27, right in the Westminster Taylorsville area. If you're looking for an auto repair facility that has everything, Wassler also works on medium trucks, motorhomes, and of course, they work on your regular automobiles and light trucks. Give them a call at 410-635-8375. Find out more on the web at wasslerautoservice.com. That's WASTLER autoservice.com. Wassler Tire and Auto in Taylorsville at routes 26 and 27, a preferred repair facility of You Ought to Know. We've got some recalls to talk about. Honda is recalling some automobiles. They've got some Acuras and Hondas available for recall because of a fuel pump issue. 437,000 vehicles altogether. The vehicles covered are the 2016 through 18 Acura MDXs, the 2015 through 19 Acura TLX with a V6 engine, and the 2015 through 17 Honda Accord V6s. The automaker says the vehicle software needs to be updated and in some cases have their fuel pumps replaced. They say the sodium particulates in some United States gasoline can stick to the internal components of the fuel pumps, reducing the pump's performance. In hot weather, this could limit the vehicle's acceleration or cause its engine to stall, increasing the risk of a crash. Honda says it has received no reports of crashes or injuries, and owners will be notified by letter in late March, where they'll be advised to take their vehicles to their dealers. Once again, the vehicles included 2016 through 18 Acura MDX, 2015 through 19 Acura TLX V6s, and 2015 through 17 Honda Accord V6s only, not the four cylinders, the 2015 through 17 Honda Accord V6s. Ford is recalling a number of vehicles, including their Ford F-150s, the most popular selling vehicle in the country. This involves a number of years of their 2015 of their Ford F-150. So that information, plus also some Lincolns, are being recalled. And we've got that information for you on our website, DaveSerio.com, DaveSerio, DaveSerio.com. And, of course, you can, in that situation, get the recall information daily from your store right there from the website at DaveSerio.com. And the Ford F-150 recall, 1.48 million vehicles, and this is a crash concern, so there is some concern there with these vehicles. The vehicles included, I believe, are 11 through 13. I'm checking right now on the website. Yes, 11 through 13. And those vehicles, having a problem with my website, I do apologize. We're trying to get, there we go. What has happened is unintended downshifting into first gear. It can lead to a loss of control, of course. So they're hoping that there's just a programming of that particular transmission that will swear that away. They think it's an intermittent loss of the transmission output speed sensor signal. So automatically the vehicle doesn't know what speed it's going, and it automatically downshifts into first gear to correct that problem. So they're working on that right now. Also, 28,000 Lincoln Continentals from 2017 through 19 are being recalled. Door latches that may open while driving. And 2019 Ford Mustang is also involved in a recall. Dealers will update a powertrain control module software on that vehicle. So there are a number of things going on in that industry. Thank you for listening.